Show what you wanna do with me. Boy, I know you wanna sneak peek. Let's start out. Sarah, is that you?
That is me. How are you?
Pretty good. I was like, I know I hear, like my psychic abilities are going off. I'm like, I know she can't hear me, Lord, help me.
No, I couldn't. I had called early. I called it like 10,
Yes,
and I
I
was just sitting
saw
there
you.
for
And
a
I was
minute. I'm like,
like,
wait a minute.
goodness, I was over there raving about you. And I don't know if I'm like, goodness, this is driving me nuts today, but it is an honor to have you.
Well,
We
thank you
actually
for having
played
me.
your track, Sneak Peek. I love it.
Yeah, I actually just heard that. I was bumping, definitely bumping over here.
I like it. It's something that you can listen to, to set the tone, while you kind of getting the candles lit or, just laying the umbrellas petals on the ground, anything.
Heck yeah. I mean, then if you want to take it up a notch, you can definitely dance to that and just groove out or be in the car rolling. I mean, it's just one of those joints where you can just listen to it anywhere, pretty much.
Yes, it does. It has a car. It does definitely has a car riding. Vibe to it, because I mean, if I can ride to it in my car, then it already gets a thumbs up from me. So big up
That's
to
what's up.
that. Well, again, man, it's just a pleasure having you, because like people don't understand, when I go out to guests to be on the show or whatever, I always make sure I go out to people I feel are not only just doing stuff but have a positive vibe about them. And I want to mean every time I've always, even since back on making the band, I was always feeling like, man, she seemed like she's a positive person. And I mean, do a lot of people feel that way when they meet you at first?
Well, I mean, at first, sometimes, since seeing the show, making the band, I mean, a lot of people could connect with you because they saw, pretty much your life at that moment. Every single week they're watching you on TV, your ups and your downs. Whatever you portray is pretty much what the world will get. Because, I mean, this was one of the first shows where they wasn't doing all that old scripting and, editing it all crazy. I
Oh,
mean, whatever you show is what the
let
world was
them
going to see. So we were real with it. We had no scripts. Everything from the walk to Brooklyn and all that, that's all real. 8-hour walk. Knees was hurting. Feet was toe up. Yes, they were. So, but yeah, I mean, a lot of people are just like, I appreciate you and just you wanting to stay, keep your family together and, love that you have the kids, and it shows mothers out there that you can still pursue your dreams too, that it ain't over, and you feel like, oh, okay, it's just done when you have children, or just even being married in the industry, which is pretty much hard. You would think it is, but I mean,
Yes.
just being away a lot and just basically still having that unit. People love that about me, and I got that a lot, and definitely the positive thing, because I try to see the positive even out of every single negative. I don't care if it's my foot then got cut off. I'm like, well, I got one good foot. I just always try to see the positive.
Right. And I know some people, they read the blogs, I don't even need to go into that, but they know my little motto on here. I don't care about what some of these blogs say about people. That's why they come on this show, to come share their story. I've had people who were in drunk driving incidents, and I didn't ask them about that one time, and they felt like they were at home, because I don't care about that. People already read all this stuff online. Let's talk about something else. Let's move to the positive.
Yeah,
So
I feel
I'm
you.
glad to
I
be one
like
of those
that too.
vehicles for you.
I appreciate you for real. I mean, I definitely love that too. I mean, obviously people read it, so it's already out there. Whatever they think is what they're gonna think anyway. So I just feel like let my show speak for itself. I mean, it's definitely from the bottom up. So I believe every human being has been through something. So, if I can share my story with somebody and they just connect with them, be like, you know what? I thought I was the only one going through this, but boom, here it is, and look, whatever the case may be, she still rose above it, and she's still doing big things and just never gave up.
Well, definitely not. Who's some of the other people that's in the show with you?
Well, right now we have it was for the it's for the women, so it's Christine Beattie, Kim Smedley, we have Christal Wilson, and Stacey J, and then myself.
Bam, there you go.
Yep,
Now,
five women
as far
altogether.
as out of the crew, who do you get along with the most?
You know what's crazy is I could get along with everybody and anybody. Like I feel a person out and I can just see, something great. And I try to find the good in everyone. So, I mean, if I can connect with a person and they funny and they silly, I'll laugh with them. Another person, they just emotional, I can be emotional with them too. It's like it doesn't matter what the case. If somebody want to party, I'm a Gemini. I could party all day long. There's no problem with it. So it's just I can get along with everyone. So, I mean, Stacey J, she pretty much is on the entertainment tip, and so is Christal Wilson. So I get along with them, too, when it comes to entertainment. They understand me, and they know how hard it is when you're in the limelight in that manner and still trying to keep your career together. And then also with Christine Beattie, her being from Detroit, I'm from Michigan, you know, Port Huron, Michigan. So, you know, I just basically got along with her, too, because she's so smart. I mean, she just has a lot of wisdom, and she's been through so much, and it was publicly all over the place. But she still is, like, which is a super wise person. And I feel like you do need to have people around you that can help better you, you know. All this old having exactly. people around there doing whatever they do, all crazy and stuff, that ain't going to do nothing but put you involved with the crazy, you know. But if you surround yourself with good people and people that want to do something in life, it's like it's catchy, you know. So you find yourself doing it too.
Well, definitely. Now, I mean, as far as especially this industry, you know, it's a male-driven league. It's already a male-driven industry. And one of the things, as far as for women, is always hard is you have to keep a certain appearance to, you know, mm-hmm. to get the love, to kind of maintain that love. Now, I mean, I didn't look at your Instagram and your Twitter. I mean, I personally, like, you'd have got fired since making the band. I'm like, what the heck is going on? Like, I was not ready when I went. Like, nah, I wasn't ready, man. I was not ready.
I appreciate that. That's what's up. I love to hear that, too. I mean, you know, just even going through stuff, people see the mugshot or they just be like, okay, it's been some years since making the band. You know, I wonder what she's looking like now. And that's great to hear that people are like, you looking really, like, honestly better than ever. You looking, like, super young, like you didn't age. And that goes to my aesthetics background. You know, I went to school for skincare and all that and got my license for it. So that's another passion of mine. So definitely I'm going to have that skincare line, you know, or makeup line out there, you know, and just tear up the scene. It's like, why stop at music if you have other loves and passions? All that stuff goes in together.
Yes. I guess it's more so if you're an artist. See, that's the difference between being just a like a singer or whatever. You're an artist. So anything that involves art, you seem to be drawn to it.
That's right. I don't care if it's a clothing line, some sunglasses, some earrings. I don't care if it's some dang nail polish. You know, let's put some sparkles on top of that. I got that, you know.
The waist trainers. Everybody pushing the waist trainers.
Mm-hmm. And even with movies, I'm starting to do that, too. I mean, I've done a few back in the day, but now I got some roles coming up, and I'm just excited just to venture out and just see where the heck I go with it. Why not, you know?
Man, I'm excited because, yeah, when I saw – When I saw that this show was coming up, I kind of liked it because, again, you talked about earlier, making a band, I didn't feel like, and I ain't going to say the name of a show that when I watch it, it just feels like what's going on. But, I mean, like, again, y'all were actually in the studio. Y'all were actually recording stuff. The projects actually got released.
Right.
We actually saw y'all working in the studio on the show, and it was constant parts of it. It wasn't just here and there.
Right. So it all added up, and it was just all, like, tangible. Like, when the show ended, boom, there was the album right there, which went platinum. So, you know, thank you to all the fans out there that bought it and stood in the lines. I mean, because the lines was wrapped around the block. I was like, wow. I mean, we were kind of, like, sheltered, you know, doing the show and didn't know that it was so big until we got out there after the show started airing and they were like going crazy. I was like, wow, this is insane, you know, but I loved it. I was like, this is it, you know, I'm so happy basically that I got another shot because sometimes in this business, you know, this business, you don't. People be done after something happened. It'd be some crazy drama and then boom, they're off the scene forever, you know, but I'm so thankful and thank God and Nikki Gilbert and Queen Latifah that they saw something in me and was like, you know what, this show would be perfect for Sarah, you know, so because, I mean, everybody goes through, but it's so crazy how the show came about when I was going through at that moment, you know, and she was like, you're perfect for it.
Queen Latifah is the Wiz, so she can make anything happen now.
Right.
So you wanted to see the Wizard.
Right.
Oh, my God. But, okay, so here's my question I asked you. Your personal opinion and views, why do you think that these reality shows have went the direction they went to? Why is it not reality anymore?
Well, I feel like, you know, chaos. Like, sometimes people are drawn to drama. And I feel like that right there, because when we were on the show, it was for real drama, though. Like everything,
man.
The fight, you know, the walk to Brooklyn, you know, the struggling in the studio with the lights all up in my face, getting mad at each other, no sleep, you know, trying to make an album in a month. And we don't even know each other like that, you know, never together before. So all of those things, those elements, and then living together, all of that was just a recipe for some good drama, but some real drama, you know, but also some real life. But I feel like after that, everybody saw that the formula was, oh, drama. Everybody watches drama. Everybody wants to tune in to see somebody get smacked down or some weeds getting pulled or some dirt being thrown at each other, you know, saying some stuff out of pocket, like, oh, shoot, you know, people are drawn to that. But with this show, which I love, From the Bottom Up, which airs on BET January 16th at 10 p.m., I'm so happy that they're catching some real life again. It's some drama, but it's real drama. It's like, okay, I didn't got out of jail, they filming me here. Or, you know, she didn't got the DUI, so now she got to go through this. And, you know, it's real stuff that they're showing. You know, and so it's basically raw emotion, and everything is right on, and it's not scripted. And so, but it's also about trying to rebuild your life. It ain't just about focusing on, oh, we getting smacked or, you know, which ain't happening. But you know what I mean, the drama, just focusing on the drama. They're actually focusing on getting out of that, coming back. How do we rebuild the lives, going to see life coaches, just, you know, stuff like that. So it's real.
Okay. All right, so now I'm about to take to my crazy question segment. So I'm going to throw some crazy questions at you, and you got to answer them as fast as you can without thinking about it.
Okay.
Okay, what's your biggest fear?
Failure.
Good. I'll name a person. Oh, let me think about this. What is a pet peeve or something you do not like when it comes to a man? Physical-wise, I should say that.
I would say bad teeth.
Fellas, get them teeth fixed. They let
Man,
you know.
I'm telling you, that smile is a billion dollars right there. I don't care if you got a big old belly, you got some straight teeth. I'm like, hey, oh, shoot. I'm looking at them teeth.
Oh, man. That's all with the dough. Oh, man. Okay. Put a check mark on there. If you had 24 hours left to live from this point forward, how would you spend those 24 hours?
Ooh, I would spend those with my family, my children. And I probably would be up in the church, honestly. I probably would be having my kids and everybody, my mama, everyone that I love, come up in the church, and we just spend those last hours together. But definitely with my family, my children, for sure.
Goodness, that makes me cry. Okay, now my final two questions for you. One is, brace yourself. What's one of the things in this industry that you wish would change, that you wish was better?
I would say just acceptance. I wish it would be more accepting. Like, you know, it seems to be sometimes you have to be in a clique, or so to say, you know, or it's all who you know. You know, and you might not even be the most talented, but you know somebody that can get you on. I just wish that they would go more for, you know, and not just all because you knew somebody and then they got you on. You know, let the talent speak for itself. Because there's a lot of people out there that I know that can sing their butts off.
Sing,
you know,
me.
That was saying pretty much a lot of these
saying
people.
Saying like they ate some patty pies.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? So that's what I wish, that it wouldn't be so on what you look like. And basically who you know.
Me, but you have no problem in that department.
Well, thank you.
My
once
next
again
one,
on that.
This is a throw one. Like, you weren't ready for this one. What was it like working with Dave Chappelle? Like, I thought that was a crazy episode because how they were making fun of everything that happened in the show. That was hilarious.
Yeah, it took us from, 5 in the morning till 5 the next morning to do that show with him. I mean, he had us dying laughing so hard. It was just hilarious. He never stopped being funny, and most of the time he was improvising. He was making up junk on the spot, and we were just like, you got to stop. We're going to never get through this. But it was just, I felt like I was on Comedy Central with him. I felt like I was just right there with every skit he got. Like, we just was dying on the floor. It was fabulous working with him.
Yes, so who's the five greatest rappers of all time? Dylan.
He is hilarious, man. I know Dylan was mad he wasn't there that day. Because that's why I feel like Dave Chappelle did something on him, is because he wasn't there. I mean, even though Freddie P, he wasn't there that day either, but for some reason it was funner to make, you know, fun of Dylan than Fred.
Yeah, then he got in a fight with Wyclef in the studio. That was crazy.
Oh my God.
All right. This final one is about why should we check out, again, why should we check out From the Bottom Up, and what can we look forward to most for you in 2016?
Well, goodness. Once again, From the Bottom Up will be airing on BET January 16th at 10 p.m. Look, if you are tired of just the drama, where it feels like it's just nothing but chaos and there's never no end to it, you know, and there's never no freaking end to the story and it's just crazy, then you need to check out this show, especially women, you know, that you've been through and it seemed like it's harder to get on your feet or whatever the heck you went through. Watch these stories and just see what we have all been through in this, and just see that it's real and that you can come from the bottom back to the top no matter what it is that you went through. And it's just real. If you're tired of all the made, scripted up stuff, then you need to check out this show From the Bottom Up, because you ain't going to get no scripts on this. So this is real life. And in 2016, what you're going to get from Sarah Stokes, number one, my single, Sneak Peek, featuring Babs Bunny, is available on iTunes. So y'all got to go cop that. I'm telling you, I'm doing a video for it next month, and it's about to be off the hook. So, I mean, we're going to be performing that everywhere. So I'm telling you, if you want one of them real joints, you know, that you can dance to, that you can bump in your ride, I mean, just feel good, especially the ladies, too. Once again, this is that woman's anthem. You know, get that sneak peek on iTunes. And also, like I said, From the Bottom Up is airing, but you definitely going to see me everywhere. For real, I'm coming back to the TV screen. I'm so happy, and I'm so proud, and I thank everybody out there for holding me down and putting in that good word, because it definitely was needed. So thank you so much, and I love everybody out there.
It's a blessing. Let them know how they can follow you, or as we call here on the show, how can they stalk you?
Okay, well, y'all can stalk me. Please stalk me, everybody. Definitely on my Instagram, which is Sarah_Stokes, and that Sarah is spelled without an H. And my Twitter, it's Sexy Sarah Stokes. And then my Facebook is sarah.stokes.330. But you can also watch some of my YouTube videos. Just type in Sarah Stokes, and boom, I'm going to pop up.
I'm telling y'all, man, brace yourself when you go on Instagram. I'm just letting y'all know, brace yourself. Again,
Sarah,
it's a pleasure having you. And shout out to your team. It's always great. I cannot stress it enough. When you got a good team behind you, things get done. And I like when I deal with people's teams who are not a-holes, who are punctual. I feel that. Like, shout out to your team. Monica, appreciate it.
Monica McClooney, my management, and Mr. Stoke. Well, actually, I call him Mr. Tony. You know, just I have a great team surrounding me, and I feel like that's important, too. You know, to have your team that really is for you, and that ain't on no BS, you know, that got your best interest at heart, and not to mention keeping it small. I'm telling you, find them A1s. That's what I call them. So big up to my team. I appreciate y'all. And I appreciate you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, no problem. It's definitely a pleasure. And again, y'all check it out. The show's coming out January 16th from BET, From the Bottom Up. Don't miss it.
You ain't gonna want to miss it.
Hashtag reality show. Hashtag realness. Hashtag boss women making boss moves.
Yes,
I got a bunch of other hashtags about being
Sarah
out
there. That's right.
Hashtag sneak peek. Oh, we'll be out there, I can say. Again, everyone.
That.
Yes, we're gonna go to a music break, and we come back. We're gonna talk about some of the other great moments that have happened throughout the year. As we sit here and enjoy our season finale. Dear. Okay. All right, y'all. We'll be back after this. This is my boy, AV.
Smoke. smoke. Yeah. Smoke. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, we smoke weed to say fuck problem. Sell weed again if I got it. In the streets playing dodgeball. We don't catch cases, we just dodge them. Billy Garcia, switch the sweet. Fuck the law, smoke weed. Change the law, legalize weed. Ain't nothing wrong with abusing leads. Ah. Thought a box of swishes, how much can you smoke? All we do is hustle, tired of being broke. Fuck you for an hour, rarely happy so. I was probably drunk as hell or rolling off that mo. LLYU, acting like he ain't high too. This weed hitting like Ryu. Jane red hair like Pyru. Big booze and C5-2. She right here and she high too. Roll the paper plane in the blood too. 10 on the sack, 5 on the brew. Wow.
Calm it down. Don't turn back. Swiss, sweet, scars in Vegas. Phyllis. Don't turn back. Cigarellos. Big blunts. Calm it down. Free your mind, child. Free your mind, child.
What you smoke? Head OG. What you smoke? Blueberry. What you smoke? Cali Kush. What you smoke? Melody. What you smoke? Purple weed. What you smoke? Swiss and sweet. What you smoke? Paper plane. What you smoke? Okay, we smoke weed to say fuck problems. Roll another one and forgot it. Sitting patient in rotation. This laughing hard. This feels amazing. Vaporizers and bongs too. Gas masks in a bowl too. Colorado, what it do? Texas to legalize too. All the boxes and swishes. How much can you smoke? All my niggas hustle, tired of being broke. Bitches, harvest season, time to make it grow. Roll them back to back until my eyes is slow. Deep down in the dirty south, we know who got it by word of mouth. I hit you up, take a trip, buy an apron, probably smoke you out. Get a shotgun from a girl's mouth, hit the buffet, go pig out. Hit the studio and roll up again, and when I leave here, match with my friends.
Oh man, you already know how we do it down in Texas. Smoking big, banging UGK. Got the munchies like a motherfucker. Probably listening to that East Coast J. That West Coast pop. Smoking good. Feeling good. Looking good. Free your mind, child. Free your mind, child. Pass that.
Boy. Boy.
Let me see that look.
Then I asked her what she waiting for. Call my phone, then she told me that she 24. Born grown.
Let me see that look. Let me see that.
I'm fat, fuck the pimp, and a trick I couldn't bend. Got a brown skin and she 19. Ass look fat in them true jeans. She dance onic and I can't lie. A nigga think about wifing. And baby girl, she got problems. My mom and daddy never loved her. She go to school and she strip, and I sell drugs, so I don't judge her. Yeah, she got me feeling like Jodeci. When she go on stage, I'm catching out. My stripper name is, oh shit, is you the type of girl Drake a rap about? Got a white girl and she feeling me. Give me head, a whiskey. I'm in the back where the crease be. Have a ride my dick like a 10 speed. She got two kids, but she on the shit. Let me change your life, take you on some trips. With the best cuss, margarita sips. Fucking black cars, you can keep the tips. On Instagram, she's twerking. No lie, little mama, I'm lurking. When you gave me that pussy, I left my shit in on purpose. She on stage, so a rack out. Got the booty shorts with a back out. We can get it poppin' right here in the penthouse. I'ma beat it up till I make the bitch tap out first.
Back everyone, Life at Dusk Live. Your boy Fetty J was on a music break we had after the beautiful Sarah Stokes tuned into the show, and we had a great interview. I just want to sit back and just enjoy the fact the interview was just as great as you envisioned it. When that happens, God, oh my God. Nothing is better, man, when you can get a great interview happening, and it's how you envision a person to be. So, God, I thank you every day for these kind of moments because this is what it's all about, man. Like, a lot of people don't realize this up and downs in this industry. It's up and downs in radio, man, but sometimes you get these great moments, man, these moments you will never forget, and That was a phenomenal interview. Her energy, man, like you could feel she wasn't being fake, and it was just the whole thing of, man, I like how she was straight up about it, about how these reality shows are these days. She wasn't on here, you know, let me not say whatever because I don't want to upset the wrong people. I like the fact she kept it real. Like she said, we got to stop being in this industry worried about trying to appease people and keep it real and network with people, man. Don't be afraid to network. And I stress this enough, which we talked about towards the end, having a great team, because some of y'all people teams suck. Man. But some of our great moments we've had during this year, another great guest who popped through who was definitely inspirational, just how dope he was, and his spirit was just so great. Positive K, that's a real dude, man. He came through here, same type of energy. The dude has a hit record, matter of fact, a few hit records under his belt, and yet he's not coming on here acting brand new, acting like he's better than anyone. He came on here and enjoyed himself, and that's what it's all about, people. Like, I see a lot of y'all get these damn Instagram likes, and then all of a sudden, man, y'all think y'all the hottest thing since sliced bread. That don't mean shit. Because at the end of the day, it's all about coming to the fold and just working hard. Let your work speak for itself, man. Promote yourself, but let your work speak for itself. And don't just let these social network likes and stuff dictate how great you are. If you do that, you're going to keep being behind, and somebody else is going to be coming for your spot, and they're going to be surpassing you. So do not get stagnant and think that because you got a few likes that you better than everybody. It's not worked that way. And, again, these are people who have made some great accomplishments. I mean, you heard it. She said the freaking people are wrapped around just to get the freaking CD. That's crazy, man. And it's just great to know that that reality show was a reality show. MTV, yes, MTV used to be about reality shows, people. They still have good ones here and there, but now it's too scripted. Oh, my God, man. And these shows, some of these other shows, you know, she didn't say the names, but we both knew what she was talking about. Y'all know what shows we talking about. It's too much fakeness. They in the studio about 5% of the freaking show, and we ain't got nothing to show for it. One person, oh, my God, one person got some heat. Only thing you can come up with is hosting an event. Like, that's all? Goodness, man. Okay, I guess. Whatever. And, hey, make your money by any positive means necessary. But, damn it, just, you know, don't sit here and fake to the people, man. Stop selling bullshit. Stop walking around here telling them, using the word reality show. It's not. I'm like, just keep it real. Call it what it is. It's a scripted series. Just call it a scripted series. It's better that way. We like not. I don't know about y'all, but I hate these orchestrated fights. So, oh man, it's been a blessing. And man, as we come to a close of the show, man, of this year of great shows, I just want to again thank everyone that has tuned in and supported along the way. Some of the stuff we've been through, you know, you guys supported us even through it all. Some of the stuff we went through was different co-hosts. And, you know, one thing, and I want to pull the red curtain back a little bit for y'all and just kind of just, you know, open myself up. My whole thing is this, like, some people say, oh, man, oh, you get a co-host, you know, whatever. But the thing is, to be quite frank, some of the greatest moments of doing the show was for being a solo host and having great guests who have came through. Like, that's just so much better. It's less stress. And the thing is, to anyone else that's going to be, don't want to start a radio show, Power Podcast, whatever, you got it, man. You know, when you come to this, some of the people you come in with, you won't be going out with, or you won't be continuing with. So do not come into this lightly. Come into it right. I never get like why these great music groups and stuff break up and all that. It's always some crazy crap, man. And then, you know, they try to do something where they link back up and decide to try to bring the show back on the road again. And then it doesn't last long either that way. And I've been through that. I've been through all of those different stages. And I just learned that, man, it's just so much fun doing the show with myself. I get to do it with you guys. And really, honestly, it strengthens me because sometimes you got co-hosts, it can tend to make you feel like you have a crutch to where, man, if I don't have, you know, I don't know what to do. Like, I got a whole show by myself. What am I going to do? If you don't have a whole show by yourself, then you can co-host with damn near anybody. And that's the thing, man. Like, it takes a hidden factor to really go hard in it and really just shine. It takes a hidden factor. I can't help you figure that out. As each person, something different. You just have to figure it out. And so you try to get into it. That's what you got to do. And that's the only thing we even mean. So she said, what happened to people being about the damn talent? Goodness, man. That's all you just here today, gone tomorrow. Too much of that crap going on. Because it's not about the talent anymore. It's about milking the money train or the gravy train, whatever phrase you feel comfortable using. Ridiculous. Like, it has to come to an end. Man, so other stuff I definitely want to say appreciative of during this year was people being able to deal with different subject matter on this show in a very uncandid, explicit way. Like, we talk about whatever, and we're going to go in about it, and we're really going to not hold back. You guys have definitely supported us along the way, and I appreciate it because, man, sometimes we talk about some heavy stuff. And the approach we have to it, it can be threatening to some people, but, you know, as I say all the time, if you want cotton candy and rainbows, this is not the show to come to. I was talking to Sarah, I don't do this whole fake-ass tea shit where every time people try to bring in a show, they got to get the scoop. Y'all know y'all fuck up at? And perfect example, she did it very eloquently today. I can get the tea without asking people. That's what y'all mess up at. And I'm not trying to be stuck up or funny. People always trying to think going in for the tease, you'll get their ratings. Whatever, man. If you just be natural and you just have a regular conversation with a person, a compelling regular conversation, the stuff will present itself. And don't be so malicious about it. Like, you got to try to go for the jugular every time. Like, it presents itself. Like I said before, plenty of people are came through the show and they just let you know what the deal is because they don't feel threatened on here. They feel like they can express themselves without someone having an agenda. So, again, I appreciate all the support that's allowed me to do so because it's hard sometimes out here, man. People try to tell you you can't do that crap. But I'm here to tell you today, you can do whatever the heck you want to do. But just do right by people. And that's what I try to do, and that's what I hope the guests that come to our show are always about, and it seems that we have had a great track record of the people who we end up putting on a wall of fame of great celebrities, because I pretty much think they're celebrities. It doesn't matter what some people think. Some celebrities have been through here. I just think they're a lot of more very positive. They're not being that some sneaky type of stuff. They really are completely real people, and they mean well by people. So, again, I want to thank you all for tuning to the show, sticking with us for all these years and for many more to come. So you can check out all the shows as you have heard throughout the year at blogtalkradio.com/SettyJ. I'm also on iTunes or in the Stitcher app. And also here, check it out over on the TuneIn app as well. And definitely enjoy it. It's on dustspot.com/dustspotradio. And you go to the interview tabs. Yeah, the interview tab will show you the interviews we have done throughout the year. And that's what we'll be doing from now on. And that blog section in the interview tab, we will be putting the different interviews that happen going forward. So don't want to miss it. Again, we appreciate everyone that has came through. And y'all know how it goes on every show, remind you in everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, where there's a J or where there's a U, there is a way. You tune in to the episode of Life of the Dust Live. Your boy, Teddy J. We out. Peace.